we're going to do Briti Shalom. From Rabbi Shalom Arush. Rabbi Arush was saying, we're learning earlier, that what changes the man? The man was a certain way and suddenly he changes completely. How could that be? He changes ways completely. Rabbi Arush says that a person, the reason why he changed completely is because his brain changed. He had nonsense in his head, he was acting a certain way. Now he has Hashem in his head, he has Torah in his head, he has Tefillah in his head, Hashem in his head. So he acts a different way, right, Shmuel? So that's why it says, "Shekol ha-melamed ben chaveru Torah kilu yelado." Anyone who teaches his son, his friend's son, Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. Do you believe that? I have children who are older than me. You teach someone Torah, he's like your child, as if he gave birth to him. Why? Only through learning Torah, that's what changes a person from an animal to a human being. Right? The parent could teach him, right? Could bring him to the world to feed him, everything. You could also teach him Torah. But let's say he didn't teach him Torah. So it's an animal. It's an animal too. There are those like that. Okay, and the person who taught him Torah, he made him into a human being. Lifnechen, he was a golem. Before that, he was a golem. How do you say golem in English? How do you call golem in English?
Troll.
A troll?
No, it's there's like a Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein. That's not a
monster.
No. A golem was the Maharal did. He created it.
Yeah. Right, but he has no intelligence. He has
no intelligence. Right. Alevai was just a golem, Rabbi says. It's a bad, it's a beast. The parents brought gush basar, plunk of meat to the world, which is walking around the world, right? And then if someone came and taught this guy Torah, taught him Emunah, taught him how to close to Hashem, brought in goodwill, the good deeds. And that's why it's considered his Rebbe gave birth to him. Right? Even I see myself, my parents, they taught me Torah. I grew up in a religious house, in the Haredi, everything, learning Torah all my life. But of course, my parents, I respect them very much. They taught me and teach me a lot. But Rav Arush is also my Abba and my Ima. He's also my Abba and Ima. And Rabbeinu is, of course, my Abba and Ima and everything for me. So, why? Because teach me that. Teach me knowledge of Hashem. Who taught me that? My parents didn't teach me. Maybe they taught me. I didn't understand, I guess. But Rav Arush had the zchut. Okay? And that's the reason why, even according to Halacha, the kavod of your Rebbe comes before the kavod of your parents. Because your parents brought you to this world, like Mishnah says. And go Mitzvah. Right? And your Rebbe brings you to the next world. Next world is the Ika. What's this world? Klum. It's over like that. The older we get, the older we the families, the clearer it gets, our life is just nigma.
It's a waiting room to the banquet hall.
Mamash, nachon, like Mishnah says in the Avot. And also, his Rebbe brings him not only to the next world, he also brings him to this world. Because without knowledge of Hashem, what kind of this life does he have? What kind of world life does he have in this world? Golmish, and even those which people who look so strong and so well and happy in life, they're not. And even if he tells you he's happy, he doesn't know who he is before. The shtuyot. Until a person doesn't get in touch with himself, like Abdul speaks here endlessly every single day, he has no idea what happiness is because he doesn't know even who he is.
A lot of people are content. And they call that being happy, but they're just content.
From their taivas, they're content.
They're content.
Temporarily.
80 years being content, or you want to be happy?
Nachon.
It's like a cow. A cow is content eating.
Vidyuk. Like a cow. Yes, shorim shorokim atachli. Those parents which are very far from tachlis of life, and they hear the halacha. What? He has to respect his Rebbe more than he respects us. The Rebbe doesn't stay for Shabbos and he doesn't come to us for Shabbos. What's going on here? And they wonder, what is this? How could that be? Well, we're his parents. We brought him to the world. We raised him. The mother said, I carried him for 9 months. Then I fed him. I changed his diapers. And when who? The Rebbe was there when he had a fever. The Rebbe was there, right? When he fell and broke his head and had to run to the hospital back and forth and here and there. Mazel. And then this Rav came when the kid was 25 years old and taught him something, then he has to respect him more. Makara! Okay? But Bemet, what did they give him, his parents? Let's see what Rav Aruch said. Ma'ay matnu laben shalem? Well, Bemet, what did they give this kid? Milvad Gashmius, besides the physicality. הם לימדו אותם לחיות חיים משמעותיים, תכלית, what they taught him how to live life, a meaningful life, a life with a goal, a purpose in life. What did they give him? They gave him an iPhone, they gave him internet, here, come explore the world. They gave sexual classes in the 6-year-old, first grade, second grade, right? That's what they give. And then I heard my grandmother told me that's what she taught in America, in a public school. They're crazy. And then they come when they're 14 years old, they come pregnant to school. So the teacher told my grandmother, he taught them well. Hashem Yerachem. Because that's what they do. That's what they give the parents to teach the kids. That's what they teach the kids. That's what he put in his head. And he thinks he's a good parent. Look, whatever, I'm a good parent. Whatever he wants, I give him. Hashem Yerachem. Right? He gave him poison. He gave him garbage, his life, stuff that will destroy his life. He's sad in life. Okay? Destroyed his neshama, and this Rav comes and saves his life. Of course, he has to respect the Rebbe more than the parent. Of course, 100%. A lot of times, we say that the parent is also the Rebbe, the good Mila, but it's not always like that. Kitzur, Rabbi Said. Now we explain. Just to repeat what we said, we explain. Why? Someone who taught is someone teaches someone Torah is as if he gave birth to him. Why? Because he made the person. Because the person is his brains, not the body. It's not the person. I had a Rebbe in 8th grade. He always he say, "Mazeh, it's a kufsa, it's a box. Yesh po deshe, it's grass, etzim, the tree, the big beard." They always tell us, it's just a box! It's a box! I always call it, it's worm food. Worm food! No! Ochel for the worms! Person dies, Yamami, put them in the. No use to clean the dead, right?
Talk about, have someone do a tahara.
Good! Maybe you'll get excited a little bit about life afterwards. Damn, life is gomish. But we always forget. We always, the time is in the same, so we forget. How would one not forget? You go to the field a little bit. Go to Taharat HaMet, also a good thing to do. Go to the field a little bit, remind yourself about life. And get excited about serving Hashem. Because the Met, this world is garnished. As Yaakov Bal Nachman told me once I told him, this world is dangerous to the world to live in. Everyone dies over here. So.